Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Today's episode is talking to new patients about their chiropractic care. They've been in the office between 30 and 60 days. They're starting to feel better. They're starting to do the exercise they've given them. That when the chiropractic care is working on them, there will be less pain, less headaches, feeling a little bit less tight, overall maybe a little bit stronger too. I want to stand with them now. Okay, now that we're making you feel better, how does this happen? The nerves connect throughout the body, making the nerves control the muscles, the joints, even your organs, even your brain indirectly too, to make your body feel better, both physically and also emotionally. Okay, this is all science-based. It's not so crazy stuff, all right? So overall, when you understand that, there's factors of health that are controlled by nerves, such as sleep, attitude, digestion, also ability to exercise. Also, too, your sympathetic nervous system, as we talked about, too, the sympathetic, that's your stress response in your body. That gets your body to become sometimes causing even heart palpitations when we're under overall stress. Understanding how the nerves control that, and as chiropractors, how to reduce that nerve pressure over time, that point your body can feel better and overall stay better so it doesn't come back again. All right, let's go right to the talk, and I'll wrap it up afterwards.
It'll be fun. We'll see. Good on camera. I can see myself. Good. All right. What we're going to do, let's start with this paper up top, this one. It says Back to Health. Made it up myself, not for entertaining, but whatever. Okay. Purpose here is really to shift your mind, understand why you're here. Our job is to make sure, beyond what this says in the paper, as chiropractors, we do not prescribe medications, we do not do surgeries. The reason we don't do that, because that's not our philosophy. We want to treat things naturally. We were born, for the most part, natural. Let's try to get that back to normal, okay? The problem is, with medications for our sense, people become dependent. People become dependent to where that's all they want to do. And do that for a long time, sometimes 5, 10, 15, 20, 19 years, as some people have in the past, that point doesn't fix anything. They come in here with problems, and now our job is one thing, fix a problem that was making them take medication. We call it fixing the root of the problem. We want to make sure we fix that. When we do, then you're healed. Then you can live a normal life without medication if possible. Then you can go back to work or work and not be in pain and be stressed, physically or mentally. And a lot of us have gone through something like this before, either previous chiropractic care or self-care where, hey, I'm going to keep myself strong so my body feels good all the time. Phenomenal. We need to. Our job as chiropractors is to go inside and go, what does the x-ray show where the nerves could be being pinched, can fix that. So also once what you're doing with exercising helps you stay healthy long term. That's the plan. I want you working out, stretching, getting strong, because all of our jobs require us to physically stay strong. If you sit for 8 hours a day, same thing, we have to sit in a proper position, the body stays up. Getting strong in this position here allows your body to do that. We get the joints loosened up so overall body can do that over time. Okay? Any questions so far? A quick break, we get back into it. Okay. Biggest thing here, second part. Chiropractors treat the spine to influence the function of the nervous system. What is the nervous system? This is where the fun part comes. Okay, my drawings are fun. Hopefully we'll see. Okay. After about 7 days of fertilization, sperm and egg come together, what happens is the body breaks down to a big group of cells here called the mesoderm. Okay? This is the cells, they start coming together, start differentiating into the overall human body. Okay. So from there, they start moving into different systems called the primitive node and primitive streak. Look at that. It's like National Geographic style. Okay, 3D almost. What do you think this is in the human body? Head. What's inside the head?
Brain.
Brain. Bang. Good job. So the brain, what's inside the spine? The spinal column is the bone. The spinal cord is inside that spine. The first things that break down is what controls your overall body. Okay. From there, our body forms nerves that travel from the brain. This is the right side if you're facing the person. Right side of the brain, down through the spinal line of track of the spinal cord, the upper part of the body, and then lower part of the body. Pretty good for me. Pretty good. Left side, same thing. Mirror image. Here and here. Okay? has to cause a wiring system to connect everything to the body, and not just the joints or muscles you feel, but also the organs too. Every cell in the body is controlled by nerves. The brain can become very tiny, very small, millimeters, to overall things can become a problem if you don't have those working properly. Okay, again, too, this is a cell. So once the baby's born, right, we're going to have, like, arms and hands. I just draw fins. Good enough, people. I don't want to overcomplicate things. And people say sea turtle, whatever you think, whatever you think. Sea turtle, human, infant, same thing, right? Similar? I'm going to use that. Okay. Once that forms, we have organs that form. As the cells begin to differentiate from the fetus into a heart, let's draw a heart right there. We'll do a liver in the middle, couple kidneys on the side. There. Okay. Any questions so far? Yeah, it's painful to watch. Okay, that's how things kind of form. Once that happens, toward the last trimester-ish, the bones form to support the spinal column. So once the baby starts walking, the overall body can handle that load, right? That is the plan. Okay, spinal column forms along with the skull. So we're protecting the most important parts of the body, the most important parts, so overall it controls the body's development as a fetus, then as a baby, then as an adult. Any questions about this? This is your foundation, how people, 99.9% of people, are formed before they're born. Okay? As we come further down on this form, it says here, what controls the development and function of the human body throughout life? Post-birth, how that works. So once we have this in our head, and hopefully make you nauseous, I'm going to raise that's okay?
That's
okay. Hopefully. Again, the nerves control everything in the body. You want to make sure they see that picture. This out of the way. Here. We're worried about how the nerves actually work to keep our body healthy, and how do they get unhealthy, and what does that mean? Do you guys know that our body basically works on a voltage system, like a battery? So if it does that, if it has certain voltage, it's healthy. If it's not, it's unhealthy. Okay, that low voltage goes through these things called nerves. Draw them like this. A healthy nerve has what's called a sine wave, where that a voltage travels a nice, smooth, relaxed wave pattern within that range. Okay, anyone take calculus? Good, so you know what this is, right? Sine, cosine, tangent, painful math, painful math. Okay, when we have that, if nerve gets irritated, what can happen, initially it can cause pain and stress to the body, right? Maybe organs or muscles or tissues, to make that sine wave very erratic, to go above and beyond a normal range, and that range where the voltage gets high, low, high, low. At that point, that make that nerve that ends can cause arm pain, arm weakness, sharp leg pain too. Even headaches also. Okay. We want it, if something's here to here, want to know, okay, that's a problem. And if it gets there too long, what can happen is that nerve can start shutting down to cause a lower sine wave at more of a minimal high-low range. When that happens, when it goes from becoming normal, relaxed, stressed, what's the last stage? More weak. Sometimes with a weak arm, weak hand, muscle atrophy in the arm or leg, that's a problem where it's more long-term. Sometimes the nerve can be damaged permanently. So make sure we're going to fix that also, if we can. Any questions about that? Nothing yet? I love the audience participation. Love it. More questions at the very end, people. Last part called subluxation, the very last paragraph there. That's what happens when the bones actually lock up the spine, so it causes nerve dysfunction. Sublux, sub is less than, lux is light. Back in the 40s, I keep reading the doctors, and I'll look them up again. He had invented a machine that tested how your body worked, where it was, when it was not feeling well, it would dim out the light, using a light bulb as a variation. When it was hyperactive, it would have too much brightness. So we wanted to measure things like that. That's why they came to that fluxation type of term. Okay, just a term that they use as chiropractors sometimes. Okay. What is this? Yes, guys. How are things?
Hi.
What's up?
I'm besides the fact I can't walk.
Or, okay.
Everything else is up.
Good. Come on back. Come on back here. I'll have you guys right into the room.
Huh?
You guys doing okay?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
so you're here for your class.
Okay, I didn't know that. They didn't tell me.
We, the online
thing. That's okay. You guys okay stand in the back? Is that okay?
Yeah, we'll sit in the back.
Okay, good.
Apologize to your...
It's okay, you guys are matching, though.
Proud for being a few minutes late.
You guys are colorful. You guys are fun. You guys are... I'll get forms in a minute. Okay? You may have them for it. We'll see. Okay, so the second page here, in this spot, goes together with this form. Okay, so you guys have the form?
I do know.
Good. Oh, thank you,
Dr.
These forms here go together. Okay? This is your nerve chart. This is going to be your, this is how your body works. This is by a neurologist, not a chiropractor, because we don't do this type of stuff. We're not that creative. Okay? This form goes over left and right, your spine, left side, obviously, hopefully obviously. Each section of the spine, C1, C2, all the C's are cervical, which is your neck. T's in the middle are your thoracic, your middle back. L's at the very bottom are your lumbar for your low back. Okay? And the middle part is your area location of the problem in your body. So if it's a shoulder, neck, or leg, or arm, or upper back. The last part is the most important part. It's how the nerves are affected when it becomes stressed, like this. Or subluxing, like in the first page. Okay? So let's go to each one here.
You have this form or the other form? Which one did she give you?
That form?
Good, I have that one too.
So this third form here, goes with this one. I'll go over how that works. You need to erase this thing first. This is where you guys get to participate. Those willing, those shy, I'm still going to pick on you no matter what. Okay, so first we talk about once we're born, right? Once we're born healthy, what happens when you go through our juvenile years, high school years, and then our 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, and 70s, how's your body become dysfunctional? When nerves become a problem, causing pain. This one go over, okay? First part is exercise. How does the nerves affect our ability to build up strength and stretch and cause things to stay loose in our muscles and joints, not become tight, sore, or in pain? Okay? We use these two forms again, right? Here and here. So on this form it says exercise expression of muscle control, subluxation of C6 has effect on the neck stiffness, upper arm pain. Right down end here, C6 is about 6 lines down, controls neck, muscles, shoulders, and tonsils, the systemic part, the organ part, and it affects stiff neck, upper arm pain, whooping cough, croup, things like that. Okay, so if I go over here on this form, on this wall, the neural pathway built in 1979, which still works, amazingly enough, that neck pain caused from the neck, down the shoulders, down the arm, down the head. Okay, my job is to see a nerve being pinched in the neck via the x-ray we take here to cause that to happen. If that happens, then can other organs be affected? Like people, someone came at my last class, Sandy, I think it was, she had mentioned because her neck was feeling better, her voice was changing. It was more relaxed. That affects the tonsils. All right, this is how your body works. Everything's connected. Again, I talked about earlier, everything's connected by your nerves, so why wouldn't it make your organs actually function better too? That's how it works. Okay? Next one down here, let's go through a couple of these and we'll go on to the next one. Is let's go down to the very bottom of that number one exercise. Subluxation at L4 has the effect on backaches and sciatica. So, go down here in your form, very bottom, up 1, 2, 3 up, says L4. It says prostate gland muscle of the lower back and sciatic nerve. That's how the nerve controls. Along with, in the very symptom part, the effects being against sciatica, lumbalgia, which is basically low back pain, difficult, painful, or too frequent urination, and back aches. Okay? So down here, if I push L4, let me get the right button here, at that point, this is your, basically, sectoral gland prostrate in there too, all those areas also in those spots. So what we realize, with I had a patient who came in about probably 7 years ago now, a young guy, about 23, 24, hurt his back pretty bad. It was, a lot of pain, and I said, okay, what's going on? Take an x-ray. X-ray looked like things had broken something in there from a trauma. He had not gone to the bathroom for about 3 days. When your prostate, like your blood vessels, is stressed, it constricts. You can't go to the bathroom. Those are medical conditions that are related to your nerves that require emergency medical assistance. He had surgery the next day to alleviate that nerve pain so he could go to the bathroom, basically. I think he keeps falling on me. I'll figure it out later. Okay? Any questions on how it affects your nerves, affects your muscle pain that you come in with, but also organs in your overall body? Any questions on that yet? Nothing yet? Good? Okay? So the next part is, once you talk about how it controls your muscles, let's talk about now how it controls your overall diet. How does your nerves affect your ability to maybe lose weight, maybe even gain muscle, just to feel better from the foods you eat? All of us want to eat better, right? That's expected. How come when we eat better, we don't get the results that sometimes we expect from the foods? How come we're still tired? How come we don't have the energy we think we should have? Part of that area says here, a diet expression of the proper digestion, supplementation of T6, has effect on stomach troubles, indigestion, and heartburn. So down in your form again, T6, go right to the form, middle of the page. T6 says stomach. That's the stomach. From there, digestion to stomach, and also heartburn, dyspepsia. What's dyspepsia? Anyone know? I keep thinking about looking up. I don't know what it is. Probably something that's modern with this. Okay. So if someone comes in with their nauseous all the time, can they have back pain? Yes. Our job is to have someone come in with, every time they had fatty foods, they had gallbladder issues. And they came in on, I think Roman came in on a Tuesday and said, I can't come in the rest of the week because I have gallbladder surgery. What's going on? Well, because they want to get out because it's causing me problems. Was it major problems or what's going on? He goes, it's time to eat fatty foods, so they say they don't really need that organ. Just take it out, you can just worry about it later. So he was going to be stuck on taking pills the rest of his life to break down the fats, emulsify the fats basically, instead of breaking it naturally. I had him start taking some apple cider vinegar. Have you had that before? Tastes bitter, right? Phenomenal, great. It's good for you though. It breaks down the acid and it breaks down fatty foods, so let your body actually digest the food better. I had him do that instead, so he still had his gallbladder. So realize we have organs in our body, right, for a reason. Why do you want to take them out if they're meant there for a reason? They may cause problems, but find the problem that's causing organ dysfunction, not take out the organs. Or the nerves. I have people that had nerves removed, now they have problems, complete problems permanently. So realize what we do, what we think of in our own body, you control that. We're only guidance as doctors, as chiropractors, medical doctors, only guide you what to do. But you make the decision on your own what's best for you in your body. If you think you can treat it naturally and help and go that way, that's, I think, this is the best route. And neurologists, I work with neurologists and surgeons, they don't want to do surgery, they have to. The ones that kind of, not forced on you, but want to, know your risk first. Do your homework. There's a thing called Google out there. Look at it and see. Do your own homework before you get anything done majorly. Understand the right way to do it. That's my disclosure, my soapbox for the day. All right, any questions on that? Next one, here, sleep. This is one I like to go over, sleep. TVs, right? Okay. Sleep. Here. Alright. Expression of deep, relaxing, recharging sleep. Supplementation of C1 affects insomnia, chronic tiredness, and nervousness. So C1 up here. Blood supply to the head, pituitary glands, scalp, bones of the face, facial pain, facial numbness too. Brain, inner, middle ear, causing tinnitus, ringing in the ear for one, two, or ear pain. Sympathetic nervous system is this. Okay. I'm gonna erase it for now. This is my biggest soapbox I go over every time. This is why you're here to understand the neurology, how this works. So you get this and you keep this in your head when you get physically healthy and stay that way. My job is to help you feel better so you stay better. So this is how it works. Sympathetic system is your stress system. from the sympathetic equals stress. Okay. Our job is balance that out with your parasympathetic. Sympathetic. This allows you to have the ability to handle stress in your everyday life. Okay, if it takes off for a second. On this chart, it's kind of hard to see. You have your autonomic system. This is what automatically controls your nerves so you can breathe and your heart rate can pump without you thinking of it. When I fall over, I catch myself right away. These are your autonomic things that in your body, that reflexes you would call them, to make your body work properly. That system breaks down to your parasympathetic and sympathetic. Every organ in the body, every tissue in the body, every joint in the body especially, is controlled by both type of nerves. So you have these things going, do I want to rest and relax, parasympathetic, here, more rest, and relax on that side. And these markers are strong. Whew. Hold on a second. That point, or do you want to stay in stress? Sometimes you have to stress. Okay, ironically enough, last night my dog starts going crazy in the backyard. What is wrong with this stuff? I look up, my wife goes, look at that, there's a possum on top of the wall. So do I go out there and try to knock it off the wall? It's above me, save my dog, or do I let it kind of run its course? So go out there with a broom, my heart rate's pumping, because I look at the thing, it looks at me, opens its mouth, looks like a dinosaur, and snarls at me, I think. And it's high enough, like, that thing jumps right in my head. So my heart rate goes up, excited, of course. With the broom, it's going, this can do nothing. I go, like, you know what, I'm going to let it run its course. But that's my moment of, do I run away, or do I stay there? A quick response. The problem is with this, is every organ is connected by it, every joint in the body too. When your joints don't move, most of the nerves that affect the sympathetic, your stress response, they fire more. There's an imbalance there. Your stress response kicks in, your body stays in a stress state. When you get that, you will not sleep well. Your body stays under stress to stay in fight or flight, so you're always alert. Okay? When you get that too, I've had two patients the last, I think, 4 years go through this. They have problems to where their heart rate, it can work for me today. Let me see. Their heart rate here becomes arrhythmia. They see their doctor, cardiologist, heart's fine. It's the nerves that go from the joints to the brain to the heart to keep it under stress. Any questions about that? Here's the loop. Do you see it on my diagram, which is hopefully legible? So, if I have a moving joint, stay from me, stay. Here I'm going to put just like an arm maybe with a big bicep. Or like a hand or something, or no fingers, blah, blah, blah. Okay. And that's moving properly, so let's do movement. Then send signals to the actual brain. Let's put a head here, a nose, eyes, mouth, whatever. To get chemical response to the actual adrenals, it's like your kidneys. Kidneys, and then top of that, your adrenals on top. It's like a little thing. I don't know, a kidney. I can't even spell kidney, it's so sad. To produce hormones, so I just put H, chemicals here, to make your overall body stay relaxed. Okay? So we have to cause joint motion in the spine, in your shoulder, in your neck, in your hip, in your legs, in your ankle, in your feet, in your wrist, everywhere in the body, to make this system work properly. Any questions about that? Here's what we do. If it doesn't happen, then you're in trouble. Don't move, so no motion. Allows things, same thing, chemical response from there, from the brain. Hormonal response, different hormones, of course, to stay stressed and cause your body to become like this. all the problems up here that we deal with every day. Okay? Any questions so far? The problem is when we exercise sometimes, it still hurts. Okay? When it hurts, we want to stop. So when we stop, we keep our body in that stress state. You come in and tell me, it hurts to exercise, but that's why I don't exercise. I go, yeah, I know. Because what I'm going to get you to calm down the nerves, at that point you can do that to gain the confidence to feel better. To produce, instead of producing cortisol that makes your body stress out, we produce endorphins and serotonin to make your body relax. That's why I like people that work out all the time. To get your body relaxed in that stress state. Because we live in a stressful world, right? This part of it. We live this dog-eat-dog world. Hungry jungle. But how do we calm things down by keeping our body moving? By stretching, by strengthening. That is the key of our body. If you stay out of that stress state, we move the joints in here so you can do that. We cause that better structure, that better posture, some extras, as you guys all know, that better curve, that keeps the joints loose, doesn't pinch the nerves. Allows you to move on your own so I don't have to see you. Too busy as it is. Alright? Any questions so far? Other two, let's go over these real quick too. The last two. You know what PMA stands for? PMA. All these big terms I'm throwing out at you guys. PMA, what could it be? What keeps you going every day? Is it your phone saying get up and do something? You gotta get to work? What else causes you to keep motivated so you can actually keep doing what you have to do? Some people say PMS, no, it's not PMS. No, I've never been thinking that. How about positive mental attitude? It's like a coaching thing or a motivational thing or something. Okay? That's what it comes down to. You have enough hope in here, that's why you're here, that we're going to help you to help improve that stress state to relaxed state so you maintain that motivation to stay healthy. We want to give you the tools to get there, maintain those tools, that when your loop is going to be, when I'm stressed, I stretch, I work out, I ice. So you move, you keep moving. Probably was trying to talk for the Foothill Family Shelter a few months ago. People are just in a tough spot, right? They don't have a place to live. They just want to go for it right now, get themselves in control, get themselves back on their feet. When you're stressed, our body will tell us, do not move, stay still, freeze. We have to fight that chemical response in our body to go, when I move, I feel better. When I feel that stress response, where I feel tight, I don't want to move, I don't do anything, I'm going to be unmotivated, and then I know I got to move. To break up that chemical response, get myself better and healthier, and get myself, because when you move, we're more creative. Our body can think. There's a book called Blink out there, and what it does is when you move, when you work out, you produce endorphins, you produce serotonin, that gets your body to become more creative to think of things to solve what you want to solve. When we sleep and we're relaxed when we sleep, we wake up with answers to questions we have before we went to bed. We go to sleep and we're stressed, we're sore, we're tight, we wake up worse. So that makes sense? When we feel that response, you gotta tell yourself, when I feel like my attitude just like I'm crappy right now, I feel like just things are just overwhelming, I gotta move to release that tension so I can have a perception of what I can do. Alright, I'm not a motorful speed, it's just chemistry. It's how the chemical response works in your body. Last one. Here. H and S. What does H and S stand for? Come on, help me out, people.
Healthy nervous system.
Yes, somebody. Going back to your form two, why you need that, the very top of this form, here, again. The nervous system controls and coordinates all organs and structures of the human body. Controls and coordinates all organs and structures of the human body. By Gray's Anatomy, that's Gray's Anatomy is the Bible for anyone who studies the human body. It's just the Bible. Okay? We need the nerves to work properly, everything here, so we can wake up every day and make ourselves feel and tolerate every day. See, our stresses in every day are not going to change. It's how our body can respond to them, either causing a physical condition or staying relaxed. Once we've had enough treatment with you and we've calmed down nerves enough, then your body can work on its own to get stronger and healthier. Please push in the right direction. Keeping you there so you can do it on your own. And then taking x-rays again, if we can at the very end, so you see the improvement, we fix the problem, and then you maintain it on your own. Okay. Any questions about that? Any questions about anything on the form that you may have seen on the right-hand side that, hey, I have a friend who has this, not me, of course, but somebody else, and what do you think about this? I had someone come in, is it January or February? And she goes like this, I have everything on the right-hand side. I'm like, then you have problems. You have a lot of problems. You know, but a lot of it is they're going to snowball. So if I have a neck problem, turn into a headache, turn into arm pain. I can't sleep. So those problems kind of snowball over the spine. Again, the spine is one chain, right? The spinal cord, brain spinal cord. So if it pulls up here, that bungee cord, the spinal cord will pull at the very bottom too. Everything becomes stressed. Okay. Any questions at all? No questions?
You did a great presentation.
Hope you're entertained some. I wasn't on my game today. I feel a little bit better.
You got a cup of coffee.
Thank you. But go over the form, go over this form here. This is your form. Even though you may not have the problem now, it may be set at the bullet threshold where, hey, like, maybe that might have bothered me in the past. We'll deal with that issue too. If I have back pain, I might have something else going on also. So make sure when you're in here, we deal with everything over there, maybe spine related or not. Because realize, we're really your wellness consultant. I'm here to get your overall body healthy and help you get that if you need help with it. All right? I won't do Pilates with you, but I'll at least tell you where to go. Or I won't do yoga with you, same thing. Go ride a bike, something else. Go run a hill or something. You know? But let's work on everything you're working on so when you're in here, you get the best out of your care. That's the biggest thing. How to lift, how to exercise, how to move, how to stretch. That's why I have all these videos we're sending you as part of your care, so you watch the YouTube video, so you try to do it properly. Anything else? Well, we'll get out of here. Have fun. Go for a walk or something.
Thank you.
Go for a hike. You're welcome. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you were entertained.
Yes.
I'm hoping for.
Right. Hope this workshop I have with my new patients helps you, like them, understand that chiropractic care is only part of the solution. Our job is to make your overall body move, and you maintain habits with that even after chiropractic care, after you feel better, so you stay strong physically, also relax physically and emotionally, and understand that with movement, overall body, even with sort of things like music for one too, the ways to relax your body is up to you. At that point, your body can tolerate the stress of everyday life and not have the physical changes in your body that cause body stress we talked about in the actual talk, okay? Again, our show notes have all the highlights of each topic we covered, especially with the sympathetic nervous system at about 17, 45 seconds. At that point, your overall body can stay healthy on its own. And realize show notes too have the full video, have highlights to other talks, and also links to the nerve chart, which I want you to get to understand how the nerves work, control everything in your body from a scientific-based study. All right, so enjoy this talk. And go to our show notes too. And again, our Facebook page is connections in there too. And look at the other podcasts to understand health is up to you. Up to you, get yourself healthy and diligent. Don't depend on me as a chiropractor or your medical doctor. Do that for you, right? So enjoy that, and I'll see you next episode.